Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Badger, are you there? I'm behind the Ferris wheel. Over.
I'm here, Bird. By the ring toss.
I can't believe you agreed to meet Delphine at a carnival, of all places.
I didn't agree to it. Casey did.
No, that was you using Casey's voice.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Casey was working for Delphine, right? It's not like I could start making demands. Besides, carnivals are fun. The rides, the food.
Uh-huh. That's why they're the setting for, like, every horror movie ever.
Excellent point. It is kind of creepy.
Yet, somehow fitting. Delphine has always been like a character from a horror movie.
I thought you liked that stuff.
I like watching it, not living it. Especially when it gets in the way of finding my parents and Cyrus. Let's get this over with, please.
Okay. Delphine said to meet her in the funhouse.
Of course she did.
You know the plan, right?
It's pretty simple. I pull up the hood on Casey's sweatshirt, so I look like her. Meantime, you find a nice, dark corner in the funhouse and wait. I walk in like I own the place, and when Delphine shows herself, you jump out and use your super speed to power her down.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just... it feels like a classic old-school Jimmy and the Badge mission.
Aw. You miss my dad.
I miss my partner. Also Holiday, Cyrus, Dr. A, Bruce back when he was just regular Bruce. My dad?
I get it. I miss them too.
I want things to go back to normal. Or at least, normal-ish.
I want my family back, and I want Holiday Court back too.
You ready, Bird?
Ready to do everything I yell at characters not to do in horror movies? Sure, why not? Funny. Tall birdie. Wide birdie. Wiggly birdie. Oh, moving floor. Oh, that's freaky. Okay. Ah! I mean, scary clown. Oh, so terrifying. I have big bloody teeth and red eyes, and I pop out at people in the dark. I'd like to see you own a multinational corporation. Or... breathe underwater. Okay. Where is she? Come on. What is this room? It's so dark. Oh! What was that on the floor? Come on, flashlight. Badger! Badger, wake up!
Hello, Birdie Enders.
Delphine!
I'm afraid this is not going to go as you planned.
You're not bad at hoverboarding, James. Are you sure you've never done this before?
I like to think that it runs in the family!
No! What are you doing?
It's not me, it's Hubby!
Guess he didn't want you taking the credit.
Sorry. Jeez, touchy.
Please don't do that again, Hubby. Thank you.
It is a pretty nice view. When we're not plummeting to our death.
Not too shabby. Any idea where he's taking us?
Well, we seem to be going up, And up.
Look, there he is, on that cliff.
Cyrus!
Sai!
Bring us in for a landing, Hubby.
Please, if you'd be so kind.
Yes, pretty please, Hubby.
Mom? Dad?
Hello, son.
Oh, sweetheart.
Saibot, are they really here? Because I'm seeing my parents on a hoverboard, and I'm a little afraid Jude scrambled my synapses.
They are really here.
We're really here.
And so are you. On this very high cliff.
We were carried here by two large birds of prey, Robotic. They are creations of a boy named Jude, who has revealed himself to be the headmaster.
We had the pleasure of meeting him, too. Is that a robot with your voice, Sai?
Mom, Dad, meet Saibot. He's the secret project I was working on for Brinley. Well, one of the secret projects.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. Since Cyrus is my creator, I suppose that makes you Grandma and Grandpa?
Monica and James is fine. Saibot.
Uh-huh. So, Cyrus, what's new?
Mom, Dad, we have to get down from here. Brinley's in a lot of danger, and she doesn't even know it.
Casey! Come back here, you! How did I not expect this? Gotta get myself free from this stupid...
Casey! Finally, you're back! Just untie me, and I swear I won't force you to go anywhere you don't want to go. We'll work this out. Somehow.
Brinley?
Jude!
Oh, I'm so glad I found you. Look, you're in a lot of danger.
Hey. Now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.